It's been a long Monday. Education's struggling with none. Justice advocates are alarmed by none, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've spent the last month tracking AI tool deployments, and the patterns are brutally clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems, but nobody's talking about why.
Because the vendors don't want to admit their enterprise solutions are failing. I just wrapped up an implementation at a 500-person manufacturing firm. They spent $180,000 on a comprehensive AI platform. 6 months later, the factory floor is using free ChatGPT on their phones while the expensive system collects dust.
That's exactly why we pivoted. We started building this massive AI orchestration platform, raised $2.3 million, hired 12 engineers. 8 months in, we realized our beta users were only touching 5% of the features, killed the whole thing, rebuilt as a single-purpose tool. Now we're profitable with 3 people.
The implementation failures I've seen. Man, last week, a healthcare startup called me in panic mode. They deployed an AI diagnostic assistant without proper testing protocols. The tool was hallucinating symptoms, creating false positives. They're facing potential lawsuits now.
Let's get specific. Maya, that manufacturing implementation, walk me through what actually happened, dollar by dollar, hour by hour.
Day one, the vendor flies in 3 consultants. That's $15,000 right there. They spend 2 weeks mapping workflows, another $30,000. The software license itself, $85,000 annually. Integration with their existing ERP system, quote, $50,000. We're at $180,000 before anyone's even logged in.
The integration piece is where everyone gets murdered. We learned this the hard way. Our first enterprise customer had 7 different systems they wanted connected. Each integration was supposed to take 2 weeks. The last one took 4 months.
Because nobody accounts for data cleaning. You think you're plugging System A into System B, but System A has been accumulating garbage data for 15 years. I've seen companies spend more on data preparation than on the actual AI tools.
What about timelines? The government's new generative AI safety standards mention implementation phases, but they're vague. What are you seeing in practice?
Forget the official timelines. Here's reality. Week 1 to 2 is vendor selection paralysis. Weeks 3 to 6, you're fighting IT about security clearances. Weeks 7 to 10, pilot program with volunteers. Weeks 11 to 20, you discover every edge case that breaks the system. Month 6, maybe 30% adoption if you're lucky.
Unless you go guerrilla. Our most successful deployments happen when one department just starts using the tool without asking permission. By the time IT finds out, they've already proven ROI.
That's how you get shadow IT nightmares. I'm dealing with a financial services firm right now, where traders started using Claude for market analysis. No oversight, no audit trail. When compliance found out, let's just say some people updated their resumes.
The taxonomy papers I've been reviewing show youth-specific risks, but what about enterprise deployment risks? What breaks first?
Customer-facing anything breaks first. We deployed a customer service chatbot for a retail chain. Worked great in testing. First day live, it told a customer their deceased mother's return was probably in heaven, so shipping might take longer. The PR disaster cost more than the entire AI budget.
That's why we only do internal tools now. Less liability, faster adoption. Our biggest success? A simple document summarizer for law firms. Saves each lawyer 2 hours daily. That's it. But at $400 per billable hour, the ROI is instant.
The legal sector's interesting because they actually read those safety frameworks. Unlike tech companies who just YOLO into production. I've got a client who spent 3 months creating an AI usage policy based on those university classification frameworks.
3 months for a policy. What took so long?
Lawyers being lawyers. But honestly, they caught issues we missed. Like who owns the IP when AI helps draft a patent? What happens when the AI suggests something that violates client privilege? These aren't hypothetical. I've seen both happen.
The ownership question killed a creative agency deployment I was managing. Designers refused to use the image generation tools because the contract didn't clarify who owned AI-assisted work. 6 months of negotiation, deal fell apart.
This is why startups are eating enterprise lunch. While big companies debate policy, we ship. Our music production tool, we just added a line. You own everything you create. Done. Lawyers hate it, musicians love it. Let's talk specific tools and vendors. What's actually working?
OpenAI's API for custom applications, despite the hype around comprehensive platforms. Anthropic's Claude for anything requiring nuance. Midjourney still dominates visual creation. Everything else, noise.
GitHub Copilot for development teams, but only after proper training. I've seen junior devs copy-paste Copilot suggestions that introduced massive security vulnerabilities. One client's entire user database got exposed because Copilot suggested an insecure authentication pattern.
The tool isn't the problem, it's the implementation. We use Copilot, but every PR goes through security review. Added maybe 20% to development time, prevented catastrophic breaches. What about costs? Real numbers, not significant investment language.
Small business implementation. Budget $30,000 minimum for year one. That's licenses, training, and inevitable fixes. Medium enterprise, $150,000 to $300,000. Large enterprise, I've seen $2 million implementations fail spectacularly.
Our lean approach, $500 per month in API costs, $2,000 in training materials, maybe $10,000 in developer time for integration. Total investment under $20,000, ROI positive in month three.
Don't forget the hidden costs. One client budgeted perfectly for software and training. Didn't budget for the three senior engineers who quit because AI was taking their jobs. Replacement cost, $400,000 in recruiter fees and lost productivity.
The Beyond Benefits research papers warn about job displacement. But how's that playing out practically?
It's not displacement, it's role evolution. But people hate change. I watched a financial analyst have a breakdown when we showed her an AI tool that did her monthly reports in 5 minutes. She thought she was fired. Reality? She now spends time on actual analysis instead of Excel gymnastics.
We lost two customers because their middle managers sabotaged the implementation. They saw efficiency gains as headcount reduction opportunities. The tools worked perfectly. The organization didn't.
Healthcare's different. Doctors aren't worried about replacement. They're worried about liability. If the AI suggests a treatment and it goes wrong, who gets sued? Until that's answered, adoption stays superficial.
What about the sectors seeing real transformation, not hype, actual change?
E-commerce customer service, full stop. AI handles 80% of queries now. Humans handle the complex 20%. Costs down 60%, satisfaction up. It's not sexy, but it works.
Content marketing at scale. Not the garbage SEO farms, but legitimate businesses creating personalized content. One client creates 10,000 unique product descriptions monthly. Used to take a team of 12. Now it's two people and Claude.
Fraud detection in fintech. The false positive rate dropped 70% when we switched from rule-based to AI systems. That's millions in prevented losses and fewer angry customers whose cards got incorrectly declined.
Let's get brutal about failures. What implementations crashed and burned?
Autonomous HR screening at a tech giant. The AI developed bias patterns worse than human recruiters, lawsuits pending, $50 million implementation, now completely scrapped.
We tried building an AI sales coach, recorded calls, provided feedback. Sales team revolted, felt like Big Brother. Plus, the AI kept recommending tactics that worked in training data, but violated new compliance rules.
Medical coding automation. Seemed perfect, tedious work, clear rules. Reality? Medical codes change constantly, edge cases everywhere. AI confidence was high, accuracy was not. Nearly cost a hospital chain their Medicare certification.
So given all this carnage, what actually works? If someone's listening and needs to make a decision tomorrow morning.
Start with one painful, repetitive task. Not your core business, not customer facing. Something like expense report processing or meeting note summaries. Pilot with volunteers, measure everything, scale slowly.
Buy, don't build. The graveyard of custom AI projects is vast. Use APIs, use existing tools. Your competitive advantage isn't in building AI, it's in applying it to your specific problems.
Security first, features second, I'm seeing too many breaches because companies rush deployment. Budget 30% of your implementation costs for security audits and monitoring. Yes, 30%.
Specific Tuesday morning actions.
Call 3 vendors, but also call 3 companies who've already implemented. Vendors lie, users don't. Ask for specific failure stories, not just successes. If they won't share failures, run.
Map your current workflow in stupid detail. Every click, every copy paste. That's where AI helps. Grand transformation visions, save them for year 2.
Create an AI incident response plan now, not after deployment. When, not if, something goes wrong, you need a playbook. Who gets called? Who talks to media? Who fixes it?
Final thoughts on the implementation reality versus the hype.
The gap's enormous. Vendors promise transformation in weeks. Reality is incremental improvement over months if you're lucky. But those increments compound. The companies winning aren't doing AI moonshots. They're using ChatGPT to write better emails 10% faster.
Everyone's looking for the killer app. It doesn't exist. The killer approach is boringly consistent implementation of simple tools. We grew 300% using nothing fancier than GPT-4 and spreadsheets.
The biggest risk isn't AI failing. It's succeeding in ways you didn't anticipate. Every tool we deploy does something unexpected, sometimes magical, often terrifying. Plan for both.
So tomorrow morning, while thought leaders debate frameworks and safety standards, practitioners need to focus on
one task, one tool, one metric. Everything else is noise.
Cash flow reality. If the AI doesn't improve revenue or cut costs in 90 days, kill it.
Human readiness. The best AI tool with resistant users is worse than a spreadsheet with buy-in.
After a month of tracking implementations, one pattern emerges clearly. The companies succeeding aren't the ones with the biggest AI budgets or the most sophisticated strategies. They're the ones who picked a problem, picked a tool, and actually shipped something. While others formed committees and drafted policies, they were learning by doing. Tomorrow morning, that choice faces every organization. Debate or deploy. The data suggests deploying, even imperfectly, beats planning perfectly.